Welcome to Magnetic by Design, the human design podcast that empowers you to be uniquely you. I'm Nicole Towers, and I'm a human design guide and business mentor, and I'm passionate about helping visionary entrepreneurs to create success, wealth, and impact in the most aligned way. Join me for soulful conversations and authentic interviews with incredible guest speakers. I dive deep into topics like manifestation, self-development, creating an aligned business, and all things human design. With each episode, my mission is to uplift, inspire, and have fun. This podcast is for you if you are ready to go on a journey of self-discovery, to understand your energetic gifts so that you can unearth your highest potential. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to Magnetic by Design, a human design podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Towers, and I'm really excited to be sharing today's episode. We are returning with the second part of the five-part series that I'm doing all about alignment for each of the human design types. Today is going to be all about manifestors. And manifestors make up about 8 or 9% of the population, and they are really the innovators. They're really here to make an impact, and they are really the only type that are here to initiate. You know, you hear the expression, make things happen, just go out and do it. And for a lot of the types, that can be met with resistance when they try to do it. But for the manifestor, they are actually designed to be the initiators. They are really here to be leaders rather than followers. They like to think of new ideas and really pave the way to do things differently. So if you know a manifestor, if you are a manifestor, this is really for you, and to really understand how your aura works. And also, if you know a manifestor, to really understand that dynamic nature that they have. One of my best friends is actually a manifestor, and she's always been very magnetic and definitely designed to be a leader in the work that she does. She is really here to be the one that initiates those ideas into action and inspires others to really be on board with the work that she does. So yes, today I'm really going to talk about some of those alignment themes as well, the not self theme and the signature theme. So let's get started. First of all, I want to talk about the mechanics of a manifestor. So manifestors are defined by having a motor to throat connection. So anything besides the sacral, there's 4 motor centers in human design, and they will not have the sacral defined, but they may have one of the other 3 motor centers. So they may have the root center defined straight to the throat. They may have the ego center defined to the throat, or the emotional solar plexus defined leading to the throat. And this gives them a lot of energy and a lot of energy to move things quickly. They're here to really, you know, speak their truth, be powerful leaders, and to have an impact. When they move, and they can really move at super fast speeds, they really are able to initiate and light the spark of ideas into action. And what happens is they'll have this surge of energy when they get a creative download and it feels aligned, they're following their authority, and it's all green light. So they're able to really move, as I mentioned, quickly and get these ideas going, initiate and light the spark for others to be excited about these ideas, and that is how things get moving. But they also have these rest periods, so it's this surge of energy followed by a rest period. So it's really important for manifestors, if they have a business, that they have other people there to support them. So when they are going through their rest periods, they have things working behind the scenes or other people working with them that can carry on the work or the business when they need to have these rest periods. For them, the rest periods are really just as important as the creative downloads, because if they don't have the rest, if they just keep going on and really living like a generator more that has that defined sacral, which is that life force, workforce energy that gives you sustainable energy. They are the generators and the manifesting generators. So if a manifester is really conditioned, like I honestly see a lot that have been conditioned, if they're not aware of their human design, they are really taking on the characteristics of the sacral beings, the generators or the manifesting generators. So they are trying to keep up. They're trying to keep up with the sustainable energy and to just be moving and, you know, launching offers or just one thing after another. And they end up burning out. And then they don't have those creative downloads come through and they aren't able to initiate amazing ideas into action like they are supposed to be here to really have these creative, unique, individual ideas that really haven't been done before. That's where the innovation comes in. So if they aren't really taking the time to lean in and be aware of their body when they need to rest, they'll end up in a heap in a way. And that's what I spoke last week's episode. I spoke with Michelle Gordon, who's a manifester as well, and she described understanding that she was a manifester was like an exhale, where she finally understood why she sometimes just kept going and going and going and then ending up in a heap because she was so burnt out and so exhausted and tired because she wasn't tuning into that body's wisdom. When she started to really understand her human design type and explore the energy and recognize when she needed to rest and give herself the grace to take the time for self-care, to nourish her body, to exercise, to rest, and to do all of the things that really allowed her to be able to move quickly and have a lot of energy when that creative download hit, then it felt so aligned for her when she actually took that time that she needed to rest. And now she's experiencing so much success and also that signature theme of peace. So I love hearing these real life examples that you can really take on board and understand how to work with them in your real life, this lived experience. So for manifestors, their not self theme is anger. And this can really be experienced for them when they are acting out of their conditioning. They may be people pleasing, they may be trying to keep up with the generators and doing too much. They may be also downplaying their power, and they are extremely powerful, but sometimes there's conditioning for manifestors around, you know, even as a child, they were told they were too much or they were too loud or too bold. And it ends up sometimes in adulthood, manifestors, even though they have a motor to throat connection, which really is expressing this energy through your throat to actually speak and to speak with power, they often are the ones that have been conditioned not to speak. So they have so much power and impact that they are really here to give with their through their voice, but they're not expressing it. It's been repressed. And that repression can turn into like a depressed form of anger because they're unable to truly express themselves as a creative channel. They're holding themselves back and playing it small. And a manifestor can really experience this theme of anger if they are constantly hustling and trying to keep up with everyone else. And they can end up being burnt out and inefficient. So what really needs to happen for manifestors is to understand that that warning posts as anger or depression or even hopelessness can come up for them when they are really pushing in the wrong direction and when they are downplaying their enormous power within them. So because they're here to impact, it's important that they are sharing their voice. And even if you have feel like it's been repressed for a long time, it's important for you to speak up, to share your truth. This is where the real power is going to come from, when you actually are empowered to be your authentic self. And your aura is actually is known as closed and repelling, which is the aura is really your source of power. And it's how your energy interacts with others. And it can be misinterpreted a lot by others because people can't read you and you are not here to lead everyone. Like, everyone is not going to be on board with you. Some people are not going to get it. But the ones that are on board, as I always say, they're the ones that are going to be, you know, the ride or die. They're going to be binging on all of your content. They're going to be wanting to hear everything that you have to say because it's that thought leadership. It's thinking outside the box. It's daring to do things differently. It's not conforming. It's not responding to what others do. It's actually leading and being bold and innovative. So yeah, it's really important for you to embrace that boldness. And you can often experience this theme of anger can keep coming up if you are doing things too secretively. And being secretive can actually hinder you because you're not getting those people on board with you. You're not sharing what you're going to be doing. So for a lot of manifestors, you know, they're strategy of initiating can feel aligned, but then the informing piece can feel tricky, can feel difficult. So it's really not about asking for permission. It's about informing so others can support you. Informing really opens the way for clear communication. So you can really find that freedom and that peace, which is your signature theme. So it's about sharing your truth and being unapologetic. What happens is you'll be amazed at how much support you'll have and how it can really help others to, you know, be on board with you and even for your audience to be kept in the loop of what's happening. Because you move so quickly, you could be moving from one thing to the next that they're not really sure what's going on. So you could know, but others don't. So it's just that informing piece. So that not self theme is really something that comes up for you as a warning sign. As a sign that you may be out of alignment, that something needs to be looked at. A conversation might need to be had to inform someone. Manifestors tend to really find peace when they are true to themselves, when they are following their creative urges, and that's when they'll really experience that signature theme. The aligned manifestor takes powerful action and they're really magnetic. They're quite often unstoppable when they find something that brings them peace. It's inspiring and they are really in that creative flow. So they have this ability to create and make an impact when they really find what they love to do. And as I mentioned before, when you are sharing your truth, when you are being authentic and being unapologetic about it, it's really that beautiful feeling for a manifestor is to feel at peace. Often the anger can really be melted away by simply informing others and also by really leaning into initiating and leaning into rest and really all these things. It's initiating, it's having time for creative downloads and knowing that the rest is when those new creative ideas have time to flourish and come through. It's this when they're in the never-ending go, 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 that they're not able to have these new downloads come through. It's knowing that they don't always have to be the one to finish. They can light the spark, but they don't necessarily have the energy to see those ideas through to completion. And that's absolutely okay. They don't need to do that. They can hire people to carry out some of those ideas into action, into realization. Even if you've had conditioning which has taught you that you are too much or too bold, knowing that those people that are here to be on board on that train with you want that too muchness, that bold, strong personality to shine through, that's what they're connected to, that's what they're drawn to. And as I mentioned, you're not here for everyone. You're not meant to be here for everyone. You're meant to lead with power and have the right people on board. And even in terms of your messaging online, you are here to disrupt. You are here to be a disruptor. You're not here to wait for the invitation or wait to respond. You're here to disrupt things, to shake things up, to show people a new path to go down. And when you are following these things, this understanding how your energy works, understanding that you're here to initiate, understanding that you are here to also inform, you will find that freedom and that peace that you so desire. So I think that's covered everything that I wanted to say today. I hope that you've really understood the manifestor type and how you are designed to move in the world with the most impact and also with the most ease, flow, and alignment, which is what we're here for. And before I go, I want to share with you a free live event that I'm going to be hosting in May, and it's called the Wisdom Within Workshop. And it's really essentially designed to really help you understand how to really make the most aligned decisions. I see a lot of people and chat to people that are really second guessing themselves in life. They are really not trusting, you know, the wisdom within, essentially. And this workshop is really designed to help bring a lot of clarity, a lot of confidence in the decisions that you're making and knowing what opportunities are really correct for you and meant for you. And it's going to build massive self-trust. It's a really powerful part of human design, really understanding your authority. And it made a massive impact on my life. And I was actually just chatting to one of my best friends yesterday, and she came to me about a decision that has been weighing on her mind for a good couple of years now. She really wanted to go through her authority. So I took her through her sacral authority. And by the end of that conversation, she had crystal clear clarity on the direction that she wanted to take, because I helped her really bypass a lot of things that were stopping her and getting in her way and really going within and knowing what felt like a hell yes to her. So I want to share that with you, and I'm going to be going through that, a real deep dive into how to really trust the wisdom within. And this is something that's going to be really practical and something that you can use for the rest of your life, in business. And even it's something that I teach my children so they can make the most aligned decisions. So I think that you're going to love this workshop. So I'm going to be leaving the link in the show notes, and I'm really excited to be seeing some of you there live with me. And as always, I hope you have the most abundant day. Bye for now.